Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Sign and save right now by going to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your order. That's code TALKTV50 at factormeals.com/talktv50 to get 50% off.
Hi, this is Melissa Manchester, and you lucky people, are listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, welcoming you back to TV Confidential Radio Talk Show about television. That is always happy to welcome back our friend Michael Learned. Michael Learned, the actress known around the world as Olivia Walton, the matriarch of the Walton family, and an actress who has won 4 Emmy Awards, among the many other honors in her career. If you're a fan or follower of Ryan Murphy, you know that Michael's most recent roles include Jeffrey Dahmer's grandmother in Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story, the popular Netflix series by Ryan Murphy that logged more than 1 billion viewing hours in its first 60 days, making it the third most watched series ever to air on Netflix, second only to Stranger Things and Squid Game. Michael's work in Monster certainly showcases her remarkable versatility as an actress. That is one of the things we talked about in a conversation that we recorded in the spring of 2023. As we pick up the conversation, we said to Michael, we've talked about this many times, Michael, you know, you come from the stage. And as a stage actress, you've performed the works of many, many great writers, including many classical writers, and you performed the words of Earl Hamner, another great writer, an auteur, if I may say so, in the tradition of Rod Serling, and now you're performing the words of Ryan Murphy. I mean, do you attract greatness, or does greatness come to you?
Well, I mean, you know, Ryan Murphy is truly a genius, and he did not write the script.
That's right, Ian Brennan did.
I really am grateful, and I thank him for making this woman an interesting character. I thought she was a really interesting study of somebody who is in complete denial. I mean, how can you not know that somebody's chopping up, your grandson is chopping up people in your basement, you know? And he wrote her as just a loving grandma, but a kind of interesting, I find her a little creepy, actually. I mean, I couldn't play her creepy because I had to inhabit her for a little while. But in a way, her ability to not know what was going on right under her nose was really quite remarkable.
When you started inhabiting her, were you given leeway to go in the direction you thought best, or were you asked to more or less stay within the vision that the writer had originally?
Well, I try to interpret what the writer's intention is always. I really respect writers, and especially television writers who never get the praise that they deserve. I would say, you know, playwrights for the theater are very respected. I mean, if you're doing Chekhov and there's a pause, you can spend an hour in rehearsal discussing what Chekhov meant by that pause. Whereas in television, a writer writes a script, and there are times when pages just get ripped out of the script, and then there are rewrites and rewrites. And an actor, including me, I'm guilty. You know, we actors say, well, Olivia would never say that. And, you know, when you're popular or hot, people listen. The writers really are not respected the way they should be, I think, in television. I think playwrights are deeply respected, but I think in television, I think because everything has to move so fast that I think it would be very difficult to be a writer.
Well, especially in the era of the Waltons, not only did everything have to move so fast, but because you were making more episodes per year.
Every 5.5 days we started a new show.
Yeah, so it's the age-old dilemma. Because you have to write fast and because you have to match the volume, writers in television don't always get the same level of recognition as writers in other forms. But going back to Earl Hamner, and you alluded to this a little bit, Michael, in that the Waltons was a unique environment in that it was Earl's show, but Earl was shrewd enough to recognize that the actors inhabiting his characters were people such as you and Richard and Ralph, all of whom came from the stage, and which is a different perspective, and he gave you the grace and the leeway to leave your mark on his words versus my way or the highway. It's got to be on the page.
Well, yeah, and he was, but I think he drank over it, frankly.
I don't mean to laugh at that, but that's
but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
I'm kidding too.
I know.
You know, it wasn't easy for him.
Yeah.
To have a bunch of actors coming in and say, well, you know, for whatever our input was.
Yeah.
And at times I think we were arrogant, and at times I think we were right.
Mm-hmm.
There were times when people who perhaps had never written for the show before would write things that were, and Earl is guilty a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
He idealized his family, and he didn't want to, because he was a good, nice man, which he was,
mm-hmm.
he didn't want to hurt anybody. So he didn't want anybody to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, Earl, every mother in the world has scolded at some time or other the wrong child. Every mother in the world has had a nervous breakdown or some kind of a, you know, not a nervous breakdown mm-hmm. literally, but, you know, a meltdown. That's the word I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And every mother has lost her temper, and every mother has, you know, is not always perfect. And I said, they're going to hate Olivia if she's always perfect, if she's just this wonderful, understanding, kind, dear mother. And of course, I had to struggle with that with him. So we at times butted heads, and I would say, you got to give her a flaw or two so that mothers in real life can relate to it.
On the line with us is Michael Lerner, the 4-time Emmy Award-winning actress known around the world as Olivia Walton, the matriarch of the Waltons. Michael currently stars as Jeffrey Dahmer's grandmother in Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story. Monster, available now for streaming on demand on Netflix. I was in the audience that day a few months back that you and Richard and Judy Norton and Cammie Kotler and Eric Scott were took the stage at the Hollywood Museum and had a nice little chat with Leonard Maltin about the legacy of the Waltons. And you talked about some of the things that were on display at the Hollywood Museum, which includes the dress that Mary wore when Aaron got married, and I understand Ralph's jean jacket is on display at the museum. Had you seen any of those costumes in the 40 years since you did the show? Did they trigger any memories of the show that you hadn't thought about before?
Well, no. I mean, I wasn't enamored of my costume. In fact, as Jeffrey Dahmer's grandma, I thought, oh, one more shmata outfit, you know? Someday before I die, yeah. I would love to have somebody put me in fancy clothes and throw some false eyelashes on me and glamorize me or try to recap, you know, try to pull my cheeks back from my from my jowls and, you know, look good. But actually, I am grateful. And in a way, it's kind of fun to hide behind, you know, to not have to look perfect, mm-hmm. to not have to go in and have the makeup person say, oh, my God, what did you do last night, you know? My thing, when I'd go into work and I'd had a bad night, I hadn't slept or something, the makeup guy would say, oh, great, you look awful, you know, because they were always trying to age me mm-hmm. or make me, you know, somehow look older or plainer or whatever. And that has been my lot in life, except for one role, and I can't even remember what it was, but that one was kind of fun. I got to dress up a little bit, and it was nice. Oh, yeah, that was on Living Dolls. That was fun.
Well, as I recall, the day that you and Richard had the round table with Leonard Maltin at the museum, as I recall, Michael, you were smartly dressed in black, and you looked fabulous.
Oh, thank you very much. Black does help a lot of things.
Of course, one of the central scenes in virtually every episode of The Waltons is a dinner scene or a scene around a meal. And I understand you learned very early on to eat as little as possible, given the number of retakes those scenes often did.
I don't think I ever swallowed anything in the 8 years that I was, you know, on the set. It went on longer, and I did other shows, you know, from New York when I was doing Nurse. Mm-hmm. They actually, bless their hearts, they would, you know, include me in some of the later shows. But no, I never swallowed anything. I never ate. I just pushed things around and chewed air.
And the reason why Michael, quote unquote, chewed air is, you know, for those who've never been on the set on a television set or a film set, there's something called continuity. Whereas if you have a plate of lasagna in front of you, and you're in, I don't know whether the Waltons ever had lasagna. That's just the thing that first the meal pops in my head. And you take a bite, and I say something, and then you say something, and then I go up on my lines. We have to not only take it from the top where I went up from my lines, but we have to reenact whatever morsel you swallowed. And if you're not experienced doing that, you may have to eat that plate of lasagna several times in the course of the shooting day, whereas a shrewd veteran actress like such as yourself, you learn how to pretend to eat so that you don't fall into that.
Well, you got that absolutely right. God bless Ralph, he ate. No, he's a method actor, and he ate. I was trained in England, so we act. But Ralph would just dig in there and chew up them mashed potatoes. And
you mentioned that you went to the arts educational school in England. I understand that was the same school that Julie Andrews attended. Did you cross paths with her at any point?
No, I believe she was there before me. She was already, I think, I don't know, I think she was already kind of a star, very young in New York. No, that's after I came back from school. But, yeah, she was on the, they had a board with all the names of all the people who had graduated from the school, and she was on there. And, yeah, I went backstage when she was doing My Fair Lady, and I told her, I was crying, she was so brilliant in it. I always cry at the theater. I was crying, and I went backstage, and I think she saw me because I said I was from the arts educational school, and she was so gracious and lovely, and we both kind of, you know, share a little, almost a tear, because it was a wonderful school. The training was magnificent.
You mentioned Nurse a couple times. Your co-star, your leading man on Nurse was Robert Reid. I don't remember if Reid ever did any work on the stage, but from what I learned about him, he was a very meticulous actor, always prepared. I would imagine you being a theater actor, you appreciate working with an actor with that sort of approach.
He was not a warm and fuzzy man. We were under extreme tension doing that show.
Mm-hmm.
We were working 19-hour days. We were both exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
But I respected him very much, and he was always very gracious and genteel on the set here. There were no tantrums or anything. He was very professional. He decorated. We were actually shooting in a hospital in New York. I mean, we were in a real hospital. Mm-hmm. Cockroaches on the walls.
Oh, wow.
God. And our dressing rooms were hospital rooms. There was nothing fancy, nothing special, and he went in and just decorated his entire, he painted his room and decorated it, and it was, he turned it into a really nice dressing room. And I then, at that time, I had the power to do it. I said, I want a room like his. Somebody came in and did it for me, but I respected him for doing it for himself, you know. And he's a wonderful actor, very professional, very very gracious man, but I couldn't say we became best buddies.
Well, I understood that he could be difficult to, not necessarily difficult to work with, but I understand your experience was not unlike other actors who worked with them.
Oh, really? I didn't know that, but he was. It was, I guess I've said it all. I mean, he was always very professional, very decent, but he was not, in some ways emotionally, he was impenetrable as a person. You know, I didn't feel I ever got to know him. Whereas Ralph and I were really in love all the time. We adored each other.
Well, you mentioned the cockroaches on the set of Nurse. That's a different type of reality versus working with someone like Ralph, which is the method. You know, I mean, you keeping it real and having cockroaches on the, or encountering cockroaches on the set, I would imagine that's a little too real.
I'm not kidding. There were cockroaches. And but of course, we were actually shooting in the psychiatric ward. And yeah. I thought, do we just think we're doing a TV show and we're really insane? Because it was so grim, the hospital and the rooms, and it was abandoned, so there were cockroaches around. I'm not saying the hospital was filthy or anything, but it was an abandoned ward where we were shooting. So, you know, New York is full of cockroaches. They're like...
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
One more item if you want to eat better this year. Our friends at Factor are the perfect solution. They have more than 35 fresh, pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and keto meals that are restaurant quality, ready to heat, and ready to eat with no prepping, no cooking, and no cleanup necessary. Check it out yourself by going to factormeals.com/talktv50, factormeals.com/talktv50. Astrid and I recently checked out some of Factor's keto selections, including their roasted tomato and feta cavatappi with broccoli and red peppers, and the garlic and herb-roasted mushrooms, while their three-bean chili with quinoa is just the right size for lunch. We also enjoyed their chocolate banana smoothies, which is just one of the more than 60 healthy and nutritious add-on options Factor provides that will help you fuel up and feel good all day, while best of all, Factor meals are less expensive than takeout. Sign up and save right now by going to factormeals.com/talktv50. Use promo code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your order. That's code TALKTV50 at factormeals.com/TALKTV50 to get 50% off.
Hi, everybody. This is Ruta Lee, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Michael Learned is on the line with us. Michael Learned, the Emmy Award-winning actress known around the world as Olivia Walton, the matrix of the Waltons. Reruns of the Waltons are shown weekdays at noon on MeTV. Michael, of course, currently stars as Jeffrey Dahmer's grandmother on Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story, available now streaming on demand on Netflix. I forgot about this. You played the only woman that Matt Dillon kissed.
That's right.
What memories do you have of working with James Arness?
What a nice guy. That's really all I can say. you know, really nice, easygoing. I remember sitting waiting for lighting or something, and he said, you know, if I weren't doing this, I'd be a truck driver. And just down to earth. Again, I think women actors tend to want to bond,
mm-hmm.
whereas male actors either want to flirt or ignore. So, He didn't flirt with me, so I it was just a congenial but very professional relationship that the two of us had. And I do think his agent called me up at one point and asked me if I'd go out on a date. And I in those days, I was a little huffy, and I thought, well, if he wants to go out on a date, he should call me himself.
Well, maybe he was shy.
Yeah, well, I guess. You know, sometimes the shyest people are the most arrogant. So, you know, I have to say there were times when I was a little too full of myself.
This is one of those questions where I ask you about something you did a long time ago, and I hope you remember something. You did a movie once with Paul Sorvino.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Which I don't think you can make today, but it was probably about 15 years ahead of its time. And as I recall, it was one of those things you did during one of your hiatuses of the Waltons. Do you have any memories of working with Paul Sorvino or working on that movie?
I had the best time of my life working on that movie with him. He was adorable. I cannot for the life of me remember one line of dialogue from it or even what the story was about anymore. It's so long ago. But I do remember that he was adorable to work with, and we just had the best time.
I don't know whether he did this back then, but I've been told that because he had a joie de vie, he liked to sing arias to get himself ready for the set.
I don't remember that, but I'm sure that's true because it was so long ago. My memory is just a golden memory of having a wonderful time every minute of the time we were on the set together. He was just a delightful person, full of life, full of joy. I don't know what he was like in his private moments, but certainly it seemed very real that he was just glad to be alive and glad to be working. And I was just the opposite. I always was torn because I wanted to be home with my kids. And, you know, so he was, yeah, I have very warm feelings in my heart for him.
Well, you mentioned that you're scaling back these days and focusing on, you know, your home life, your family life. I know I've asked you a couple of times about your book. I hope you're still working on your book.
Oh, from your mouth to God.
You have a great story, Michael Learned, and I want you to share it with readers all over the world.
Okay, well, I can't make a commitment, but every day I wake up and think, why don't you sit down and start? And because once you start, then you're going.
That's right.
I can't bring myself to sit down and face the damn computer. But
well, you have to be ready to do it.
Yeah. So I'll pray for the willingness. I'll commit to that.
Okay. In the meantime, you can enjoy Michael Learned on Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story, available streaming on demand on Netflix, while the Waltons, seen weekdays at noon, MeTV. Michael Learned, always a joy to talk to you. I look forward to our next conversation.
Me too. Thank you for a lovely chat.
Charles Agron will join us when we come back on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.